Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And we are getting very, very close to a special time of year, of course. It's December, and I'm talking about Christmas time. Yeah. Anna, do you celebrate Christmas every year? Do you give presents? And I know it's not a tradition so much over here, but some people...
It has become a tradition. It's become
more and more popular. I see almost as many Christmas decorations and lights and as I do back home where I'm from. So it's really cool to see that. It makes me feel like I'm at home, but we're going to be talking about a guy who maybe doesn't make things feel so Christmassy.It's Santa Claus, but it's a different kind of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. It's not the ho, 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 Merry Christmas Santa Claus. This guy is called Krampus, and he's kind of like the bad Santa, the evil Santa. So this is like the other side of Christmas, the dark side of Christmas. And we're going to be talking all about that over the next couple of days on English for You. This is Krampus Makes for a Scary Christmas. Let's read through it, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading.
Krampus makes for a scary Christmas. You'd better be good, you better be nice, because Krampus is making a list and he's checking it twice. This hairy, long-tongued demon has been scaring children silly for centuries in Germany and nearby countries.To scare children into being good, parents in these countries hold a festival every December 5th called Krampusnacht, or Krampus Night, as a kind of evil Christmas. During the night, young men dress up in realistic Krampus costumes and walk in a parade. They swing rusty chains and bells that they flail about to scare children even more. Sometimes, the men even carry sacks or washing tubs,which legend says Krampus uses to haul away the worst kids to his lair or to hell. Though they intend to frighten, the Krampus parades still attract many people to attend. The parades are creepy spectacles that include terrifying floats, smoke, and plenty of flaming torches. Those in costume also interact with the audience by shaking hands with people or trying to drag them into the parade.The event is unlike any other wintertime celebration. It makes for a scary and fun December night.
Today's article starts off by saying, you'd better be good, you'd better be nice, because Krampus is making a list and he's checking it twice. This is actually a line, right?
Lyrics.
That's lyrics, yeah. Uh-huh. From a very famous Christmas song that we sing every year at Christmas time.It's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and they just changed it around a little bit. You'd better be good, you'd better be nice, because Krampus is making... Now I forget the words.
我记得。
She knows.
You better watch out.
Ah, there you go.
You better not cry.
Yep, that's it. You better be good, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus
is coming to town. There we go. Between the two of us, we got it.And we changed it because Krampus is making a list and he's checking it twice. He's going to check that list, see who's naughty or nice. What is Krampus? Who is this guy? Well, Krampus is a beast-like creature from the folklore of Alpine countries, thought to punish children during the Yule season who had misbehaved. Mm-hmm. So this is what he was. He was like the bad Santa. If you've been bad...He wouldn't just not give you presents.
Mm.
That's what we believe,
according
to the traditional view of Santa Claus. If you're good, Santa will come, he'll give you a present. You make a list for Santa. You say, okay, I want a toy fire truck, I want a new video game, I want this, I want that. If you're good, you might get one or two of those presents. If not, actually, the traditional thing is that he will come and leave a lump of coal in your stocking. A stocking is like a big...almost like a big sock, and you would hang it above the fireplace. Santa would come down the chimney, and he would leave a lump of coal if you were a bad little boy or girl. That's what we believed. But this guy, he would actually come and punish the bad kids. And this is not like St. Nicholas or Santa Claus or any of the other names that we had for Santa, who would just reward the well-behaved kids. Krampus would punish the bad kids.
诶，所以这个 Krampus 它其实是另外一个有点功能上类似像耶诞老公公的耶诞坏公公，因为耶诞老公公都是会送礼物给那些整年表现很好的小孩子，可是如果表现不好的呢，就会有一个怪物叫做 Krampus， 他会来处罚你哦。
Now this hairy, long-tongued demon has been scaring children silly for centuries in Germany and nearby countries. So he's really hairy. Hairy means you have lots of hair, the complete opposite of me, basically. He's got hair all over his body. He's just kind of disgusting and scary. He's got a really long tongue, and he's a demon. Demons are just evil creatures. We often hear about them in folklore. And he's been scaring children silly. This is a phrase, scare somebody silly. And it doesn't mean you scare them and they get silly, like they start laughing and they start joking around. Scare somebody silly just means you scare somebody very, very badly. Like,
oh, 真的会吓到人。
Scare them terribly. So he's a demon, so of course he likes to scare people silly. And scare somebody silly is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I certainly hope our house isn't struck by lightning.
Me too. Could you imagine?
I think I'd be scared silly if that happened.
Why would you think the house being hit by lightning would be funny?
Scared silly means frightened very much.
Aha! I get it now. 把某人吓坏。
I get scared silly when I watch movies like this one.
I do too, but I really get scared silly when someone sneaks up on me. Sis! You scared me silly! I feel so embarrassed!
Good one, sis! After you finish scaring Tim silly, could you get us some more snacks?
Please. 好，所以其实呢，这个 Krampus 它其实已经好几百年来在德国跟附近几个国家呢，都一直会让小孩子感觉很害怕，而且它长的样子呢是毛茸茸的，然后呢又舌头很长，基本上根本长得像是一个 demon， 像个恶魔一样。如果你手上刚好有网络的话，现在就可以 Google 看看 Krampus 的图片，我觉得看起来蛮恐怖的。
Yeah, he's a scary looking guy. Yeah, if you can look him up and find pictures of him, ooh, it might scare you silly too. Well, to scare children into being good, parents in these countries hold a festival every December 5th called Krampusnacht or Krampus Night as a kind of evil Christmas. So about 20 days, 3 weeks before Christmas, December 25th,They have Krampus Night, and it's kind of like the anti-Christmas. It's the evil Christmas. And they're kind of trying to scare children into being good. They say, ah, if you're not good, Krampus is going to come around, and he's going to scare you. So you better start being good, so good Santa will come along and give you a nice present, instead of Krampus coming around and scaring you.
所以其实啊，蛮特别的，因为在这些国家啊，12月5号的时候也就是差不多耶诞节前三个礼拜，那么就开始会有 Krampus Night。 那这其实都是因为父母亲希望小孩子能够乖一点，有些小孩子很乖，你刚刚说你乖乖的会有礼物他就会乖，可是有些小孩子呢他就是比较皮一点，他要你知道要怎么样被处罚他才可能会害怕，所以因此呢才有 Krampus 这种故事。
Now, what happens on December 5th or Krampus Night? Well, it's not like Christmas Eve, I'll tell you that much. During the night, young men dress up in realistic Krampus costumes and walk in a parade. So young men, they put on these costumes that are very realistic. That just means they look like they're real. They don't look fake. They're very convincing. And they walk around in a parade. A parade is just like a special occasion where people go out onto the street And they will march down the street. They're often in colorful costumes. Sometimes there will be vehicles as well that go slowly down the street, and they will be dressed up like different creatures from folklore or pretty much anything, really. And they drive very slowly down the street. And people will line the streets, and they will watch the people go by. So that's what a parade is. But this is a very scary sort of parade.
感觉上有点像是回到 Halloween 的那个时候。
Sounds like a combination of Halloween and Christmas. They kind of put it together.
对啊，不过呢，其实如果是在这一天 Krampus Night， 那么年轻男生呢就会穿着像是 Krampus 一样，而且穿的感觉像弄得很像真的 realistic， 然后大家都走在街上，大家都走在街上，其实这就是游行啊，在英文当中叫 parade。
Now, what do these men do in the parade? Well, they swing rusty chains and bells that they flail about to scare children even more. So they're carrying rusty chains. Rusty just means when a metal reacts with, like, water or oxygen, it actually turns, like, a bright red or orange color. It's breaking down, essentially. It's becoming weaker. It's coming apart, and parts of the metal come off of it. So these are rusty chains. They also have...bells that they flail about. Flail just means that they are swinging it around in kind of a violent way. And they're doing this to scare the kids. So December 5th, if you really want to scare your kids, you just say, hey, let's go down to the Krampus Night Parade. It'll be fun. And then just laugh when you take them down there as they get scared. Sounds kind of mean, but I guess it's to teach them a lesson or something like that. Yeah, maybe.
对，可是这样子太小的小孩子可能会真的吓到。Anyways, 这些年轻的男生不只是穿着那个样子哦，他们手上还会拿着 chains and bells, 而且重点呢都已经 rusty, 都已经生锈了。然后他们会 swing, 挥动这个 chains, that they flail about.那这边的 that 到 about 其实也是一个关系子句，用来修饰前面的 chains and bells。可是他们的目的呢，是要吓小孩 ，to scare children even more。
Well, this sounds scary enough, really. A bunch of guys in these Krampus costumes swinging these chains、uh-huh. about sounds pretty scary, pretty terrifying. But sometimes the men even carry sacks of or washing tubs.、Mm-hmm.Which legend says Krampus uses to haul away the worst kids to his lair or to hell. So he's carrying sacks. A sack is just like a container. It can be made of cloth, that you could put stuff in. These sacks would be for kids. So they'd probably be, you know, pretty big, kid size. Or washing tubs, like a bathtub. And the legend or the old story that people tell says that Krampus used these to haul away or to...take away the worst kids to his lair. A lair is just a place that is usually underground, that is a very scary sort of place where somebody who is very evil will live, where he will hide until he comes up to the surface to do evil or very bad things. And they say Krampus would take the worst kids down there or even to hell, where people believe the worst people will go after they're gone, after they die. So...This just keeps getting scarier and scarier, really. Not very Christmassy, I guess. But,
No. 所以其实除了拿着链子在那边挥啊挥之外呢，有一些男生还是会拿这个 sack， 就是所谓的麻布袋啊或粗布袋，那么很大的袋子，甚至拿着浴缸，然后在那边拖啊拖的。如果小孩子不乖的话，就把他们丢到袋子或是浴缸里。要把他们拖到哪里呢？拖到 Krampus 的 lair 的藏身之处，甚至带到地狱哦。
Though they intend to frighten, the Krampus parades still attract many people to attend. So they're trying to scare people.
People, not children?
I guess frighten sounds like it'd be scary for adults too, but I guess the adults are safe because maybe Krampus is more focused on the kids. Uh-huh. So the adults can just stand there and sit back and watch and enjoy, but the kids are probably shaking in their shoes watching all these scary dudes walk by.But a lot of people go out there. It's a very popular thing. It's a tradition. The parades are creepy spectacles that include terrifying floats, smoke, and plenty of flaming torches. A spectacle is just something that is, well, spectacular. It's something that draws your attention, makes you want to pay attention and to look at it. And there are also these terrifying floats. I mentioned what a float is before. It's a large vehicle that moves very slowly, mm-hmm. and they dress it up like something. So they'll dress it up maybe like Krampus's vehicle, or maybe it'll be like a big giant Krampus, a big scary demon. There's also smoke and flaming torches, too. So basically everything that's scary for a kid is all right there in one place.
Right, 所以其实呢在这句话当中呢一开始其实很简单的说其实这些游行啊看起来就是很恐怖的一些场面 spectacles 那么从 that 到句尾呢都是关系子句那么在这个 parades 里面有很恐怖的花车 float 当然现在翻花车啦因为通常在游行的时候才会出现开得很慢很慢很慢很大的那个花车然后还有烟雾啊甚至还有那个燃烧的火把之类的 pretty scary
Those in costume also interact with the audience by shaking hands with people or trying to drag them into the parade. Interact just means you come up to somebody and either you speak to them or you shake their hand or mm-hmm. anything that helps you like talk to them or just get personal with somebody. So they shake people's hands or they even bring them into the parade as well.
所以 interact 其实就是互动和某人互动英文常会用 interact with someone 所以这些人可能还会把在旁边看的观众拉进去很可怕
Yeah, it sounds I don't know if I would want them to interact with me They can go interact with somebody else maybe Well, this event is unlike any other wintertime celebration and makes for a scary and fun December night Fun for the kids? I don't know so much about that butIt's probably a lot of fun to be scared, too. Sometimes people like to be scared. All right, that brings us to the end of the article, and now it's time for 4U Chat.
4U Chat.
All right, today's 4U Chat question is, and I think I know what Anna's going to answer, what is your favorite wintertime festival?
Well, of course, it's Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is really special, mm-hmm. right?
What about you?
Me? Well, Christmas is great because mm-hmm. it brings together friends and family. And, of course, there's all that great food. Christmas turkey, Christmas ham, stuffing. A lot of festivals revolve around food, and Christmas is no different. But New Year's Eve is great, too, mm-hmm. because it also brings together friends and family. You have a big party. If you live in Taiwan, of course, there's the big fireworks.Display coming out of Taipei 101 mm-hmm. every year. That's really cool, too. And there's also that sense of, hope for the new year. You can start all over again. You can make your New Year's resolutions. The number one New Year's resolution, of course, is always, I'm going to get in shape this year. I'm going to join a gym.
I'm going to learn English well.
Yeah, I'm going to learn English. I'm going to learn...something new every day, and then 2 weeks later, most people, those resolutions are right out the window. They're gone. But there's lots of great wintertime festivals in countries all around the world, and you guys can discuss which one is your favorite as well. As for us, we are right out of time today on English for You, but join us again tomorrow when we talk more about evil Santa Krampus. Until then, for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Krampus makes for a scary Christmas. You'd better be good, you better be nice, because Krampus is making a list and he's checking it twice. This hairy, long-tongued demon has been scaring children silly for centuries in Germany and nearby countries. To scare children into being good, parents in these countries hold a festival every December 5th called Krampusnacht, or Krampus Night.As a kind of evil Christmas. During the night, young men dress up in realistic Krampus costumes and walk in a parade. They swing rusty chains and bells that they flail about to scare children even more. Sometimes, the men even carry sacks or washing tubs, which legend says Krampus uses to haul away the worst kids to his lair or to hell. Though they intend to frighten,The Krampus parades still attract many people to attend. The parades are creepy spectacles that include terrifying floats, smoke, and plenty of flaming torches. Those in costume also interact with the audience by shaking hands with people or trying to drag them into the parade. The event is unlike any other wintertime celebration and makes for a scary and fun December 9th.
Vocabulary Review.
Hairy. Some babies are bald, but others already have hairy heads. Parade. The street is closed today because of the National Celebration Parade. Rusty. The old metal roof has become brown and rusty over the years. Sack. Tommy carried a sack full of vegetables to the market to sell. Float. Our president rolled down the street on a giant float and waved to the crowd. Interact. The internet allows people in different countries to interact with each other.